This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners.
So blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's the 8 o'clock hour. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here going forward in the future to answer all your gardening questions. But today specifically, I'll be here till 10 o'clock. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines and get to your questions. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Marge and Lowell.
Marge, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Well, I'm surrounded by large oak trees, and the leaves hadn't fallen until last week with all the wind. Is it too late to have abrevieties, forsythias, lilacs, and weeping cherry trees trimmed?
No, not yet. Not too late.
You sure? I don't want to take any chances.
Yeah, I'm just trying. So, arborvitaes, you can probably, that one, you might want to wait till spring.
Okay.
The lilacs, you can get rid of some of the, you know, growth that you don't want, some of the, to thin it out a little bit. Are you looking just to prune it back to, for size-wise for next year?
Well, I want to cut part of it down, because they're getting too tall, I can't get at them, and I just want to cut them down.
Well, on the, so on the lilac, so the lilac you can definitely, you know, cut back at this point, and just realize you might not get as many flowers next year. But if you definitely want to get that size down, you know, definitely could be something you could do. The forsythia. The forsythia might be a good time to do it after it flowers in the spring. But if it's too leggy for you right now, it's too big, you know, you can cut it back and just realize it's not going to get as many blossoms. Usually, so the rule of thumb, it, you know, take it for what it's worth, is anything that flowers, prune after it flowers.
And the same thing with flowers.
After it flowers. Because
same
on a lot of
the weeping cherry?
Yep, so a lot of times with the weeping cherry or a forsythia or the lilac, they're making their blossoms for next year after they're done blooming. They put the leaves out, and then they start to get ready for next year, get the blossoms ready. And so right now, those blossoms are on there for next year.
Okay, so that being, in other words, we shouldn't do any trimming this year. Wait until the spring.
Yes and no. Again, with the lilac, if you're trying to cut it down and it's just too big for you, you can definitely do it now and just realize that you're not going to have as many blossoms. Forsythia, the same thing.
But it won't die or anything because of the cold?
No. The other thing that you can look at with the weeping cherry is take a look along the stem and see if there are any branches coming out of the stem and not at the top. Okay? A lot of times they'll have sucker growth coming out the sides. Those you can get rid of at any time of the year.
I don't have any.
Well, that's good.
I'm looking at it now, and I don't have any
good.
Of those. The
if
thing
you're
is,
looking,
the top is starting to get so that some of them don't come down as nice as they should.
Yep.
Should I cut that, or would that make it worse?
Well, if you want to cut some of the branches that are up top that aren't going to benefit you in the future.
Branches, they, you know, there's like, I'm looking at four of them that are quite large, and right now they're not weeping down the way they should.
You could definitely cut those down at this time because they're not going to benefit you in the future the way that you want. And mm-hmm. so it's not. You could definitely cut those back and get rid of them, those two branches, without an issue at this point. Again,
okay.
You could do that now, or you could wait until the spring after flowers. You can have a show-stopping flower on it.
Which way is safer?
To be honest, they're both
a special tree.
So if you want to be the safest, you can do it in the spring after flowers. That's the general rule of thumb that the research has been done on. But again. I if it was me and I wanted to get rid of some of those, I would do it now. But again, like I said, safest bet after it flowers.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right, Mark.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables. You'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry about that. It's Eleanor in Plymouth.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a question about mums.
Okay.
I have a lot of mums that I planted in the ground in September, and some of them are still living, even though we've had snow.
Yep.
And I would like to see if I can't somehow get them to grow back again next year. Is there a trick to this? Should I cut them off now?
Well, you definitely want to get them out of the ground and into
the ground. Don't leave them in the ground.
Well, so the chrysanthemum is an annual most of the time. There are some perennial types of chrysanthemums, but most of the time they're annuals. So it would be something that you don't want to leave in the ground because the cold snow, et cetera, is going to really just kill them back to the point where they might not survive.
Okay.
So it's something that you want to take inside, put in like a basement, in the bulkhead area where it's still going to get some cold, but it's not going to have, it's not going to be like frozen at all times. It's just going to keep it that one temperature. You can keep it in a garage, that type of thing, and let it have that dormancy period in the for the winter. And then try to bring it out in the spring once the weather starts to warm up. You want to water it maybe every couple weeks to a month, like every 2 to 4 weeks, if you will. And that would be on any of the anything that you're overwintering, that type of thing.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eleanor, good luck with that. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern to answer all your gardening questions. So we'll do everything we can to help you out. We got a couple minutes before the break and nobody out there to talk to at the moment, but we'll keep on keeping on. One of the, like I've said a few times today, I look at some of the old newsletters that my father has produced in the past. A lot of great information on there. One of the things this week was the preparing your roses for winter. This is actually from 2017. Same time frame. And getting those ready. He's talked about it for years and years about getting your salt marché early and getting it ready for protecting your roses, your hydrangeas, etc. over winter. But we're getting about that time where it should be putting out the salt marché around your roses, around your hydrangeas. Tuesday, it's looking to be about 20 degrees. So the ground's starting to get frozen, starting to get there. I know where I am in Lowell, we had a bunch of snow this week. So that was not fun. But winter's upon us in a way. We're getting that cold weather, so it is time to protect your roses and hydrangea. You would take that salt marsh hay and make a covering around the base of it, about 12 inches wide, 12 inches tall, and really pack it in there to keep it protected. You could do the same thing with like a mulch. You could also use leaves. You could use pine needles. You could use a number of different things to be putting that in there. So definitely, this is the time to be doing it if you haven't already. I know I've talked about it a few times and saying wait till about Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving is next week, and we're starting to get that cold, so definitely time to be doing that. So do the best you can with it, but I think by doing this is really going to help you going forward in the future. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here for another about hour and 45 minutes to help you out with your gardening questions. So really, just like I've said before, no question is a silly question. We'll do everything we can to answer it. Again, open line, so give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll answer all your gardening questions, indoors and out. And, don't look at that snow as a bad thing. My father always said it was poor man's fertilizer. So look at it as a good thing. Just wish it was here a little bit later in the season.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more on the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paul Parent Garden Club, I'm your host Patrick Parent. Here for another hour and a half to answer all your gardening questions. So we're going to get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Kenny in Wilmot.
Kenny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, Paul, that's scary. Well, Patrick, when we went out west with your mother and father, one of the ranches we went to had an asparagus soup that your mom was going to post a recipe for, and I don't know if she did or not, so if you could ask her about that, if we get a chance, please.
I definitely will. What was what soup was it?
It was asparagus.
Asparagus soup? All right.
Yeah.
I'll make sure after the show I ask her.
It was awesome. Your dad was always big on fig trees, and he inspired me to get one. And I got it down in the basement, but it still has figs on it. Should I pick those off or just leave those?
I'd definitely pick the figs. I mean, are they're probably ripe at this point, right?
Yeah, well, some are, some aren't. The tree's still pretty young, so they're still pretty small. So, just don't know what to do with it yet, if I should just pick them off or not.
Well, I would definitely pick them off. The reason being is so with any plant, they... what they do is their life cycle is they try to go to seed. And for a fig tree, the seed is a fruit to get through that life cycle. And so they're going to still try to produce the figs while they're on there. They're still going with it because they're still active. You want to have that dormancy period for that fig tree during the winter. There's the old style where what people would actually do with the figs is they'd dig a trench and lay the fig down in the trench and cover it with salt marsh hay or leaves or something to keep it insulated to give it that dormancy period. And they would just have it, cleaned out, get rid of the figs, etc. Keep it in the basement. Same type of thing. You're trying to give it that dormancy period. So I would definitely get rid of the figs. There's a little bit of time now. So if some of those, you're looking at the figs that they're maybe a couple weeks away from being ripe, get those, leave those until then. But if you think there's going to be, a month or so then, you know, you might want to get rid of all of them now to allow the plant to just refocus and get back to its root system, get back to focusing for its future.
Okay, that sounds good. One more question if you got time.
Yeah, no problem.
I have two plum trees and a half a dozen other various fruit trees around it. This past year, my plum trees got these growths on it, on all the branches. And where last year I had all kinds of plums, this year I did not have a single one. Was kind of wondering if you would have any idea what kind of growths would be going on, or just the plum trees, not the apples or the peaches or anything.
I'd have to look up specifically to get some more information on which disease it was. But one of the things you want to do with that plum tree that had that disease on the branching is get rid of the branching if you could. You know, if it's on some of the thicker areas, it might be harder. So that would be something to help spray in the spring. You would want to use the fruit tree spray from Bonide.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth using multiple times. You know, if you read the package, I believe it says only use it up to two times, but it gives you the period of when you should be using it. So it's a good thing to be using.
When would you recommend I start pruning out back some of those branches that have, like, the worst parts on it?
I mean, you could definitely do that now if you had time.
Yeah.
Or you could wait till the spring, but the longer it's on there, the longer it's, you know, going to be spreading on the plant. It does go dormant at this time of year, so that would be one of the reasons why I suggest doing it now. But again, if you can't do it, try to get it done as early spring to get it so it's not focusing on... so the plant is going to focus on trying to... kill that disease that's on it. The plant is putting all its effort into those areas versus on the plums producing the different fruit for you. So that's why you want to get rid of it, so the plant can refocus its energy on all the different areas of the plant.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I might do a good job today. It doesn't look too bad out here.
Yeah, it's supposed to be warm today and tomorrow, but it's supposed to get real cold at the end of the week around Thanksgiving. So, you know, it might be worth doing some work today.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Hey, you're doing your father proud.
Thank you, Kenny. That means a lot. I appreciate it. And I'll have my mom put that asparagus soup on maybe next week's newsletter.
Thank you. Do me a favor. Tell your mom. Mom, I said hello and I miss him.
All right. Thank you. We will. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. As the search continues for victims of the huge campfire in Northern California, the Butte County Sheriff says
an additional 5 remains were recovered, bringing the total to up to 76 human remains.
And Sheriff Kerry Honey says the number of those listed as unaccounted for has now surpassed 1,300. As for those latest remains discoveries yesterday, he says
4 of those human remains were found in Paradise, all 4 found inside structures. 1 human remain was found in Concow, and it was found outside of a structure.
Republican Ron DeSantis will be Florida's next governor. His opponent, the Democratic Tallahassee mayor, Andrew Gillum, congratulating DeSantis late yesterday and conceding that race. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Beautiful 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So let's get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Greg in Falmouth.
Greg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, Patrick. How you doing? It's nice to hear you this morning.
Great. How are you?
Good. I was We're new to back to Cape Cod, and bought a house here, and just we have you were talking about salt marsh hay for protecting the hydrangeas. Didn't know how to apply that, and also we have a lot of Montauk daisies. Didn't know if those should be protected as well.
So the easiest way to apply the salt marsh hay is it comes in a big bale. And just rip it apart so it's loose. And then you kind of want to pack it around the base of the hydrangeas or the roses and push it into that, not so it's so tight that it's compacted like a bale of peat moss, where it's like when you get it, it's so small, but it ends up being so big once it's spread out. But you want to compact it in there a bit, so that it keeps the area like that consistent temperature. It's not a temperature where it's constantly changing. That's the idea behind it, is to allow it to keep the temperatures consistent and protect that area. So you want to go about 12 inches wide, 12 inches high on the base of it to protect it. One of the things you can do if you're worried about it like flopping out or anything, you can put some sort of like fencing around it or some plastic around the outside to hold it in. So that could definitely be done. Montauk daisies, you can definitely be putting some salt marsh hay on there if you would like to help protect it. Down in the Cape, I'm sure it's hasn't completely died back yet. Is that true?
No, they have not. No, they're all over the place.
Yeah, it's funny. The Cape in Massachusetts is so different when
compared to the northern part of Massachusetts. It's got different zone, etc. They grow a little bit longer. So it's funny over here. We got snow and we got grounds covered, whereas you guys are having some of those nice, beautiful plants still growing at this point.
Yeah, it's gorgeous right now. Where my wife and I are from Chelmsford, so the families up there are telling us how frozen everything is.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they're kind of rubbing it in, right?
Yeah, sorry about that. So, one other thing is we have three big Norway maples on the side of the house, and they have these big black spots all over them. We're going to call a tree person. I just didn't know if you can give me some insight on what those black spots are on the farm.
I believe they call it a tar spot on a maple. Some of that stuff might not be able to be done with it. There is some spraying that can possibly be done. But definitely call a tree company to see, because the big Norways, is you can't really do it yourself. What I like to do is, if it was me, I'd be calling now for spring and just kind of letting them know, hey, this is the situation I have. That's what I'm looking to do for spring, just to get booked on there so you can get it early enough before the leaves are completely out. So if they want to do something early, they can get it done. Because the longer you wait, say you were to do it, the leaves started to come out and you're seeing the tar spot, you know, that's when usually people would call for an issue. And usually at that point, the tree companies are dealing with a lot of it at the same time, and they might not be able to get to you quickly. So that's one of the reasons why I say to take a look at it now and get on there.
Get out ahead of it, I guess. But
yeah, it's I believe they call it tree tar spot of maples. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I would definitely call somebody with the bigger trees for you. There are treatments out there. It really just depends on how bad it is. Some of the leaves that have fallen this year, if you can get rid of those instead of using them in like a compost pile or just, you know, putting them into the woods, that type of thing, that can eliminate some of the tar spots going forward. So that's something you can do now. That's one of those things where it will go into the soil and sit over winter, whereas some other diseases will just, you know, have to come back by different ways. But this tar spot on a maple will actually overwinter in the soil by the leaves dropping on the ground. So the more you can get up and get rid of, the better. So that's going to be one way that you can help for going forward for future, before next year when a tree company could apply a fungicide for you.
Awesome. Hey, you answered my questions perfectly. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Great, Greg. And if you're looking for salt marsh hay, I know if you're in Falmouth, you could go to the Mahoney's over there. They should have some. You shouldn't be too far away from them, either there or Osterville.
We live right across the street from Mahoney's.
Oh, perfect. So, they're great people down there, so hopefully you can get them to help you out, too. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here to 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Last year's windy, cold winter months were tough on our outdoor plants. Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonide's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging winds out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonide's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size 40-ounce ready-to-use and in pint, quart, and gallon concentrates. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in a pint ready-to-use for easy application for your seasonal decorations. Bonide products are family-made in America. Wilt Stop is available at these fine stores. New England Nurseries in Bedford, Massachusetts, Longfellow's in Manchester, Maine, and Goffstown Ace Hardware in Goffstown, New Hampshire. So it's definitely, today and tomorrow might be good days to be putting any of the wilt stop down or some wilt proof to get ready for winter for those different shrubs and trees that you have out there. It's all your evergreens that you can be using. You can also use it on the hydrangea blossoms as well, maybe even on some of the rose tips as well. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about Christmas cactus. My Christmas cactus are from my grandmother's plants, which means they're very old. They're not the Thanksgiving with the pointed ends. They're the round, the leaves are rounded. And the plants are old. I have two or three of them, and about 6 inches of them of the stalk of all the shoots are very leathery. There's no leaves that come out there. The leaves come out way beyond that. Now I'm thinking that at some point that it's going to snap or break off from the weight of the flowers. So I'm thinking maybe I should somehow restart some of these plants. I don't know whether to break off the top parts where the leaves are and then see if new shoots come out on the leathery part of the stem, or break them off and throw away the leathery part and try to restart the flower, the parts where the leaves are.
Okay. Now, you could definitely be taking some of the leafy type, non-leathery type branches and starting to produce more plants using some root hormone. Bonite has a great rooting hormone that you can use, putting those into other plants. But I'd get them down to about the leather. Maybe leave one of the leaves or one of the sections right above the leathery part so that it still has some of that nice growth above it and it can produce mm-hmm. from there versus mm-hmm. Some of the leathery parts, if you will. Would you say the part where it's like kind of leathery is like limp and it's just it's doesn't feel like
no,
there's moisture
very,
in it?
It's very rigid. And it's, I mean, we're talking 100 years old, I'm sure, because over time, from my grandmother's plant, you know, big sections were broken off and started, and they went to my mother, and now
gotcha.
Mother to me, and so forth. But I kind of have let them go over the whole time I've had them, which is at least 50 years, and so the leathery part, I think you know what I'm talking about,
yep.
Is a good 6 inches, maybe even more on some of the plants. And so I have been over time kind of pruning the ends off. I just snap them off and give them all a haircut to a certain point. But the leathery part remains, and all the leaves that produce the flowers are above these leathery parts. It kind of makes the plants look funny.
It does, but that leathery part is, so what's happening is that's becoming the stronger part of the plant. That's becoming, it's like almost a woody structure from underneath mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. getting it so it will, so when it pushes the leaves out, it can survive longer and strive. So definitely if you want to, you know, like you've said, you've given a haircut in the past. Maybe give it a haircut and try to repot it into some other pots as well and try to get mm-hmm. it more. But I think from what you're describing and everything that I'm hearing, that part of the plant is becoming the woody part of the structure and becoming stronger to last longer for you. And that's why the leaves are up higher.
Right.
It might not look the best, but it is the plant just trying to survive and continue going for you. So I definitely think that's what's happening.
Yes. I was hoping that by giving it a haircut, so to speak, that there would be new shoots that would come out on the leathery part. And I have seen it a little bit, but not as much as I expected.
Yeah, there might not be a lot. It's like, picture it as the inside of like a shrub where it doesn't get as much light originally. And by cutting it back all the way to...
In the summer. I put them outside in the summer.
Yep,
tree, and they do wonderful. They grow like crazy.
So, one of the things to look at, so the best way example I can explain it is like a yew or an arborvitae. If you look on the inside of it, it's got that woody structure versus leaves. It doesn't have the green. And so the green's on the outside. So it's the same thing with this Christmas cactus. Yep. It's just you see it a little bit more because it's exposed. And so by cutting into the branching, you're cutting into it. If you cut into that leathery part, you might be cutting into it too much. You might not get anything coming out of there. It's kind of like a U. Whereas if you cut all the way back into the back, nothing's going to come out. So I would just cut to about one leaf above the leathery area or two of the sections to give it some and go from there. That's the best I could give you for some advice.
Well, thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it. And, we miss your dad, but you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. On the next, on the other side of the hour, at 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Victoria from Natural Alternatives. We'll be talking about a few things, but mostly ice melt. It's that time of year. We're getting that cold weather. Got a little snow up here, New England, so it's a good time to be getting some of that. But until then, we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jones in Cape Cod.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. It's nice to talk to you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
The last time I heard your father talk was when he got a call from a very distraught man who owned a farm, and he sounded like he was going to jump off a bridge. And your father was so wonderful to him. He sounded like he had to get rid of his farm, and that's all I remember is your father finally said, I'll call you back later. And I just wondered whatever happened with that, if you know anything about it.
I wish I knew more about it. This is the first I'm hearing it, unfortunately. Do you know about the time that this had happened, that phone call?
It was close to your father's last time on the air. I can't tell you exactly when, because I know the next time I turned on the show, I was horrified to hear that he died. But this man, your father was just so nice to him. I just want to tell you that if you can't find anything about it. So it had to be in July or August, I guess.
Now, definitely take a look, because one of the great things about the show is we do have the podcasts where we can listen to all the old shows. So I'll take a look into it. But as you said, my father was such a good person that if somebody's having a bad day, he knew how to bring them back and take care of it.
He did, and he sounded like he didn't really know what to say next because the man was so desperate. and pressed. And then he finally, I thought, what is he going to say? And finally he said, I'll talk to you after the show. So I just loved that. And so that's all I wanted to tell you
I can guarantee you that my father did talk to him after the show. Without even knowing any details about what happened, I can guarantee you with 100% certainty that he did. He was a man of his word, and when he did say something, he went by it. I can do some research and definitely take a look at that, because that's something I'd like to know too. See the end result, and hopefully it's a great result on it. I wish I had a little bit more information, Joan, but I'll do some research and I'll keep you posted.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest Boma Organic Liquid Plant Foods. Loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with this Boma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. As I said a few times, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. I don't think we really have enough time to get to another call before the break, because on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. We talked to her quite a bit, but they have such good products that we really want to get them out there, and especially with this ice melt, you know, it is winter. Not officially winter. We'll wait till the end of December for that to happen, but it's getting to be winter time, winter-type weather right now. Some snow Thursday night into Friday. I know there's a lot more snow that happened that's still on the ground. I know some areas had about 4 to 6, 4 to 8 inches, whereas other areas had less. The rain that happened afterwards really got it down there and maybe put a damper on some of the yard work that we've been doing. But today and tomorrow, it should be nice and sunny. Hopefully some of that snow melts. You can get that last cleanup of the leaves off of the yard. Put those leaves into the garden if you want, into the vegetable garden. Let those sit in there. Throw some lime on top of it, etc., and get it ready for spring just to help you out and get better for spring. So that's something to look at and look forward to, and hopefully the next couple days we have that. But, again, Thursday is Thanksgiving, and Thursday they're saying 20 degrees maybe is the high. We'll see how it goes. You never know what could happen. The weather changes daily. It's one of the things that happens in New England. Some days it's 70, some days it's 20. Let's hope there's more of those warmer days than there are, but we're in winter. Winter is, they always say winter's coming. Well, winter is here, and we're stuck with it. So, phone number, 855-660-4261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.